All right, into the final segment of the Shilling Show for today. Welcoming back to the program our friend Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent, live from Israel with an update on things going on there. Lots of turmoil and things that we all need to be aware of. Rolene Marks, thanks for joining us today on the Shilling Show.
Always a pleasure to speak to you and your wonderful audience.
We had reports, I think it's been about a week ago, this terror attack where four Israelis were killed. Would you tell us what happened and what has been the aftermath, please?
We have seen a significant upswing in violence in the West Bank, and the toll of terror has risen up to 28 as of last week. Now, what we know of last week's attack is that two young Hamas Palestinian terrorists opened fire at a petrol station or a gas station just outside the settlement of Eli in the West Bank, killing four people, the youngest who was just 17. Now, in response, extremists, settlers embarked on vigilante attacks of Palestinian property in a few villages, burning buildings and burning cars. And I want to be clear that this is absolutely not the way that we behave in Israel. It is deplorable and has been roundly condemned both in Israel and abroad. Now, we seem to have a lot of tension brewing in the government at the moment, a big clash between the more far-right elements, people like National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, his partner, who's also the head of the Otzma Yehudit party, Bezalel Smotrich, refusing to condemn this. Last night in a very high-level security meeting to try and deal with the extremism that is rising on both sides, Itamar Ben-Gvir refused to condemn settler violence, calling the extremists sweet boys. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, hit back quite strongly. He said, you know, this is hurting our international legitimacy. And for the prime minister to use such words as strong as that shows that this is an issue that we are taking very, very seriously. Last week, we had a joint statement from the IDF, the ISA, which is the Internal Security Authority, or the Shabak, as well as the police condemning it, saying this is not the way that we behave. Morally, ethically, this is not the values of the state of Israel. Condemnations also followed by our defense minister, our prime minister, our president, and it won't be tolerated. And I just want to be clear that I don't want to use the pejorative settlers, but it is a very, very extreme element. And there are concerns that this will spill over into Israel proper and also into Gaza, and we could see a significant upswing in violence.
We're talking with Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent, live from Israel right now on things going on in that country, which is so important for us all to know and to get the information accurately as she's presenting it to us. I'm curious about the stability of the governing coalition, the prime minister and his party. How are things coming along? And I know there was also a very strong debate regarding the courts, so maybe you could bring us up to speed on those two issues.
Well, at the moment, there is a lot of division in the coalition government. We're seeing even fractures from within the coalition. There are members of the ruling Likud that do not support the proposed judicial reforms. I would say probably the majority of Israelis say, you know, we understand need for reforms. However, in the draft that has been presented to us, which was not clear in the run-up to the elections, these are too extreme and too undemocratic to be comfortable for most Israelis. So we are seeing divisions. We are seeing people like President Herzog really trying to push for a negotiated broad-based consensus. I think there are concerns that perhaps Netanyahu is losing control of this coalition government. His strong admonishing of Ben Gvir last night is showing that he is concerned. He is concerned that there are more extreme elements in the government who are uncontrollable. We saw the what happened when he fired Yoav Gallant, our defense minister, also a member of the ruling Likud party. He then reinstated him the next day. And we're in a situation now where the security officials don't feel that somebody like Ben Gvir can be trusted in briefings. And he hasn't been included in major briefings for the last, I would say, three major issues, including last week's terror attack. And he has threatened to quit the government on a number of occasions, to the point where there are members of the Likud saying, you know, if you want to walk, walk.
Rolene, finally, in our remaining couple of minutes, there is an ongoing threat from Iran that's continuous and serious. And there is talk that, as this has been going on for a while, there's talk that they are very close to obtaining nuclear weapons, which Israel has pledged will not be allowed. So what can you tell us about the latest on that front?
Well, just yesterday, our defense minister announced that we had bust a major crypto endeavor fueled by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, sending money to Hezbollah, their proxy, as well as their other terror proxies for attacks against Israel. This is a massive, massive bust and will certainly hurt the Iranians as far as crypto is concerned and as far as terror funding is concerned. But we are concerned that they are moving closer and closer to the nuclear bomb. We've seen them parading the hypersonic missile, and the Prime Minister and the Defense Minister have not only met with the highest levels of the American security establishment, but have gone on an offensive around Europe as well to shore up support against an Iranian, a nuclear Iran. And we have stated quite unequivocally that all options are on the table, and if need be, you know, Israel will act. And, you know, many people are reading into that what may be, whether it be a preemptive attack. But Israel has said we are ready for any eventuality, and we will use everything at our disposal. And, of course, there are so many missions that we don't hear because Israel is not just operating overtly but covertly as well.
We're so pleased to hear that Israel is looking out for Israel, as it should be, and I wish other nations would join in supporting this nation. Rolene Marks, we're always grateful to have you here. Would you tell us, please, where we can reach you online?
Well, it's always such a pleasure to speak to you, and you can find me online at www.layoftheland.online, on YouTube at The Israel Brief, my blog at Rollmarks, and Twitter at Rollmarks.
We continue to pray for the peace of Israel and for your protection. We thank you for these updates, and we just send our love to the people of Israel. Rolene Marks, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.